Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Tuwang-tuwa si Kylie Dennis nang sabihan ng kanyang nanay na may nakilala itong lalaki. 25 taon matapos ang kanyang divorce. Pero agad kinabahan ang dating pulis na si Kylie nang malamang 6 na buwan na palang nakikipag-usap ang kanyang nanay sa lalaki. At kahit minsan ay hindi pa sila nagkita ng personal.
And then she said, oh look, he's currently in Turkey just finalizing a contract, a gas pipeline contract. Okay, that seems like a reasonable story as well. Until she said to me, and we've been talking for 6 months. So that was my first red flag.
Nang ipadala ng nanay niya ang litrato ng lalaki, nagsimula na siyang mag-imbestiga. Gamit ang reverse image search, nadiskubre niyang hindi pala sa sinasabing Australianong lalaki ang litrato at hindi ito ang tunay na kachat ng nanay niya.
Found out that the photos belong to a real estate agent in America. The real estate agent married with a daughter, with a grandson. He was not in Turkey. He wasn't an Australian man. His wife had not died, you know, in Orange. So I sort of started to put that together. Then I had to break her heart. So I, you know, I, because of my background, I was quite firm but kind. And I said to Mum, listen, you are a victim of a scam.
Itinanggi ng nanay niya na nagpadala siya ng pera sa scammer. Pero naniniwala si Kylie Dennis na malamang ay nagpadala ito. Nahihiya lang na aminin. Dahil sa karanasang ito, inilunsad ni Kylie ang two-phase investigations, isang serbisyo na tumutulong para mabunyag ang mga romance scammer. Paliwanag niya, halos lahat ng romance scam ay nagsisimula sa mga dating app o social media gaya ng Facebook at kadalasan pare-pareho ang estilo ng panluloko.
You go online, you find what you would classify as being your perfect mate. And that relationship develops very quickly. You come off, they ask you to come off the dating app. You go onto a messaging platform and then an intimate conversation starts. And then you find, the scammers find your sort of core values and what you like and dislike. And that relationship starts very quickly. And then as it continues, then they start asking for financial assistance due to an emergency.
Ayon kay Katrina Low, ang deputy chair ng Australian Competition and Consumer Commission o ACCC na siyang namumuno sa National Anti-Scam Center. Bagamat may ilang relasyon na mabilis ang takbo, marami sa mga scammer ang marunong maghintay at maglaro ng matagal na panahon. Paunti-unting kinukuha ang tiwala ng kanilang biktima.
Often the scammer will invest quite a lot of time in establishing what seems like a real emotional connection before they then turn to executing the scam. So it can feel very real.
Kaya kung ikaw ay nakikipag-date online, may mga sinyales o red flags na maaring magpahiwatig na isa itong romance scam. Babala ni Katrina Low, mag-ingat sa tinatawag na love bombing.
And that might be where early on the scammer makes sometimes many times a day contacts, is professing love or strong affection really early on in an attempt to really sweep their victim off their feet.
Kapag nakuha na ng scammer ang loob ng biktima, kadalasan umaalis sila sa dating app at lumilipat sa encrypted messaging platforms tulad ng WhatsApp o email. Mas mahirap kasi itong matrace. Para kay Kylie Dennis, ang pinakamalaking red flag ay kapag laging may dahilan ng isang tao kung bakit hindi sila pwedeng magkita ng personal.
So let's say they are a businessman or businesswoman. They report that they work on an oil rig or they're a doctor or they're a soldier, but something that doesn't allow them to be here in Australia or here where you are living, and there'll always be a reason why they can't meet up with you.
Dagdag paliwanag ni Dr. Ritis Chug na isang associate professor at sociotech expert mula sa Central Queensland University. Ang pinakapalatandaan ng isang Roman scam ay kapag bigla na lang may emerhensyang dahilan ang scammer at humihingi ng tulong pinansyal, parang laging may kailangang bayaran o problema na kailangan ng pera.
They'll invent a medical emergency. They might request for money or travel expenses to visit the victim because they'll say them, we don't have money to visit you, so give us some money. They might point you out to victim to business troubles or frozen bank accounts. They'll say, well, we don't have access to money, so can you give us some money? They might say that they have a family member who is in crisis.
Ayon kay Kylie Dennis, madalas hinihikayat ng mga scammer ang kanilang biktima na manatiling lihim ang relasyon nila. Bawal sabihin sa pamilya at mga kaibigan para hindi mapagsabihan o mamulat sa katotohanan.
My mom did it for 6 months and I would speak to my mom a couple of times a week. At no time did she ever tell me that she was dating online because the scammers had manipulated her to tell her that I wouldn't understand. So it's really important that you tell somebody that you're online dating because it's okay to go online dating. Go online. Find your perfect match. Just don't give them any money.
Babala naman ni Dr. Ritis Chug, ginagamit din ng mga scammer ang mga peking investment opportunity para makapanloko. Kadalasan ay may kinalaman ito sa cryptocurrency.
So what they'll ask you to do is to invest in cryptocurrency programs. They will initially show you small profits. After they've shown you those small profits, they will then ask you to make larger investments. Once you've made those larger investments, the scamsters will disappear.
Lalong nagiging tuso ang mga scammer ngayon gamit ang artificial intelligence. Nakakagawa na kasi sila ng makatotohanang mga litrato at video. Kaya kahit video call, hindi na rin palaging sapat para makumpirma ang identity ng isang tao. Ayon sa National Anti-Scam Center, ang mga biktimang higit sa 55 taong gulang ang kadalasang nawawala ng pinakamalaking halaga ng pera. Dagdag ni Dr. Chug, bagamat madalas puntiryahin ng mga scammer ang mga nakakatanda, mga byuda o hiwalay, indigenous people at mga may kapansanan. Giit nito, posibleng mabiktima ang kahit sino.
They usually focus on people who are emotionally isolated, financially stable, or inexperienced with online dating. But having said that, anyone can be a victim, including younger people, because these scammers will usually tailor their approach based on the victim's background and online activity.
Dagdag pa nito, madalas ding puntirya ng mga scammer ang mga migranteng tulad ng mga bagong salta sa bansa. Marami kasi sa kanila ang maaring kulang pa sa kaalaman tungkol sa mga scam, naghahanap ng koneksyon o relasyon o kaya'y hindi pa sanay sa sistema at kultura sa Australia.
Language barriers, limited digital literacy, and cultural expectations around relationships often make these individuals more vulnerable. And scammers also exploit their trust and traditional values.
Kung sa tingin mo ay na-scam ka, agad na makipag-ugnayan sa iyong bangko para mapigilan ang anumang susunod na transaksyon at palitan ka agad ang lahat ng iyong online passwords. Maaari ka ring humingi ng tulong sa ID Care at i-report ang scam sa Scam Watch na pinamumunuan ng National Anti-Scam Center. Paliwanag ni Dr. Ritis Chug, mahalaga ang pagre-report ng mga scam para makatulong hindi lang sa sarili, kung hindi sa iba pang maaring mabiktima. Sa ganitong paraan, mas mapapalakas ang laban kontra sa mga scammer.
Through all of this, we know that scammers are highly skilled manipulators who prey on trust and emotions. Feeling shame or embarrassment is natural, but reporting the scam can help prevent others from falling into the same trap. There's no doubt that victims deserve support. Talk to someone you trust. Reach out to family, friends, or professional counseling services, and please report. Because by reporting the scam, you take back control and you contribute to the fight against these crimes.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon o kung nais mong mag-report ng scam, bisitahin ang scamwatch.gov.au. Mag-subscribe o i-follow ang Australia Explained podcast para sa kapaki-pakinabang na mga impormasyon at tips sa pagsisimula ng bagong buhay sa Australia. May tanong ka ba o may gusto kang topic na pag-usapan? Mag-email sa australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Audrey Bourget na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.